Good evening, creative people. It's November the 25th, and it is day 25 of the Creativity X project. I am away from home this evening. I am in London, and I have walked an awfully long way today. And I decided to go for a walk rather than use the tube. And it turns out London's quite big. Hadn't quite realised how big. Anyway, so your assignment for today is a bit of an easy one, and because I had an idea that it might be fun, since so many of us are using camera phones and iPhones and various small point-and-shoot or camera cameras, that it might be fun to let you loose with a few apps and plugins and filters to mess with your photos, or not if you prefer. Your assignment for today is to take something inspired by one word, and that word is vintage. So have a little think about something that is either a vintage thing or something that is a vintage presentation. Maybe the way you shoot it might be vintage. Maybe you could do a still life with old things in it. You could do a portrait that's done in a sepia style. You could do an object that is, in a classic location, but make it a modern object that's got a sort of a contrast that maybe old and new together might suggest vintage. Anything that you think of as a result of the word vintage, anything that comes to mind counts. There is no wrong answer to any of these assignments. So that's your assignment for today, vintage. It's a simple one. Have some fun with it. Once I'm back home, which will be Sunday night, I'll be hitting you with the last few assignments for this project. And they're going to be a little more challenging. So get ready for those. Not too challenging, but, I want to frighten you. Build that anticipation. So thank you very much for joining in. As usual, upload your assignments to Google+, tag them with CreativityEX, and I'm afraid I probably won't comment on them because at the moment I'm spending all my time with the people that I'm here to teach and to teach with. So it's a bit tricky to find time to go on Google+, but please comment on each other as you have been doing. I appreciate that. And I'll catch up again once I get back on Sunday, Monday, whenever I can find the time. All right, thank you very much for listening. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Bye-bye.